The Spur of the Moment podcast is proudly presented by Shane Dagey, Realtor of Always Here Properties. Selling your home, buying your home, first-time buyers, investors, and seasoned home buyers. Call or text 512-540-1626, and I'll be glad to help with all of your real estate needs. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey.
And I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 70 of Spur of the Moment.
Coming straight from the Simonator Studios in the heart of Texas, the Spurs grabbed a preseason win 111-104 over the Utah Jazz. Now, as you might know, the Utah Jazz are also in the lottery Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes or Scoot Henderson sweepstakes, but the Jazz are one of the seven teams that are projected to be fighting for those top four spots in the draft. So this was a really interesting game to me. It was also the first night back for Keldon Johnson and Josh Primo, two integral parts of the San Antonio Spurs 2022-2023 team. So it was nice to see both of those guys on the court, and man, did they had a good one. It was also of note, Keldon Johnson's 23rd birthday and his first preseason game. And I thought a couple key notes that I wrote down as I was watching the game. I thought Devin Vassell took great leadership. He was really active and vocal, and that really stood out to me a lot more. It seemed like he had really just stepped up his leadership game even more in that one. And I also thought Jakob Poeltl had some great passes throughout the night. I thought that was really strong of him. He opened some things up for some other guys. So that is just some notes. Drew, what are your initial thoughts about this Spurs preseason win over the Jazz?
Yeah, it was a great team performance. I like that you pointed out Devin Vassell. He was great. He was great. Great leader. And Keldon Johnson, man. Them two had great nights. That duo, I think, is going to be very good this year. I think they're going to average about 18 to 20 points. And a great win, our first win of the preseason against the Jazz. We got the job done, two of the worst teams in the NBA. But the Spurs got it done. So we won by seven, and I think we're not going to get the first pick. That's my takeaway.
All right. So that's been the question among Spurs fans, and I was watching that game going, man, I don't know if we're the worst team in the NBA. So I agree with you. I think it's going to be an interesting story to watch as the season goes on. But, man, I think our young core is really talented, and when they can put it together. Now, what I do expect, and this is not to create any false illusions, I don't think we're a playoff team. I'm just going to get that out of the way. But what I do expect is the Spurs to be hardcore in a lot of games and then maybe lose it at the end, just youth and inexperience showing. So I do think that's something that could happen, but there were definitely bright spots. And on the Spur of the Moment podcast, I know we made it a point that we're going to celebrate every win. And in my mind, I only hope we get 22 of them, but we're going to celebrate every one. But man, I think it might be more than 22 after watching this outing. So let's bring it to our favorite segment of the show, our top two, bottom two. Drew, who were your top two from the Spurs victory over the Jazz?
Yeah, so my number one top two is Keldon Johnson. In his return, in 22 minutes, he put up 22 points, 5 rebounds. He had a great shooting night. He shot 9 of 13 from the field and 4 of 5 from the three-point line on his 23rd birthday. So Keldon Johnson is my number one top two. My number two top two, who was very, very good, just as good as Keldon Johnson, was Devin Vassell. He scored 24 points, 4 rebounds. He also had a great shooting night. He shot 10 of 15 from the field and 3 of 5 from the three-point line in 22 minutes. So those were my top two. Let's hear yours.
Okay, yeah. Great top two, because I had exactly the same. It was sure nice to see Keldon on the floor. And those two guys are the face of your franchise now. I mean, really, when it boils down to it, Keldon got the big money contract this offseason, 4 years, $80 million with incentives if he can get that. And then, of course, Devin Vassell recently signed an extension. So they're going to be around a while, guys. And there's two of your faces of the team. Obviously, Josh Primo comes in that mix. But Keldon was phenomenal. I loved his 4 of 5 3-point shooting. Devin Vassell was 3 of 5 3-point shooting. So those are two numbers that stood out to me. But they also had well-rounded games. You could see Devin Vassell. I loved his passion and energy in a preseason game. It's a preseason game, and he's getting hyped, and I love that about him. And that's definitely a guy you want as the face of your franchise. All right, let's get down to the bottom two, Drew. Who are your bottom two?
Yeah, so my number one bottom two is going to be Doug McDermott. He struggled a little bit. He put up 6 points, 2 rebounds. He shot 1 of 5 from the field and 0 of 2 from the three-point line. So Doug McDermott gets on my bottom two, but he wasn't terrible, but he gets on my bottom two. My second bottom two is going to be Joe Wieskamp. In 9 minutes, he went with 0 points, and he shot 0 of 5 from the field and 0 of 3 from the three-point line. So Wieskamp and McDermott are my bottom two.
Okay. Well, I have one of the same as your bottom two. My number one was Joe Wieskamp, and I know he's definitely trying to fight for a roster spot, but the 0 of 5 shooting and the 0 of 3 three-point shooting didn't really help his cause. I think he's a great shooter, but I don't know where he fits with the Spurs. So he was my number one on the bottom two. And then my number two was Blake Wesley. And I know he's a rookie, but I think some people have different thought processes or expectations of Blake Wesley. And I'm the kind of guy that I want to see it, and I want to improve it. I do like his energy, but I think his game's got a long way to develop. And so he ended up getting 5 minutes, but he was 0-4 shooting. He's definitely not afraid to shoot the ball, but he hits at a pretty low clip right now. And I know shooting's not everything. I do like his defense. He's able to switch. He moves his feet well. Good team member. But I think Blake Wesley's struggling a little bit for us, and I think he's probably going to be headed up Interstate 35 to Austin, if I'm predicting right now. But we'll see how that goes. So that was my bottom two. All right, let's get to the question of the day. This question of the day comes from Jacob in Glendale, California. Jacob's question was, which Spurs players do you guys see getting cut, and which do you think would go to Austin this year? So just to kind of brief you, as of right now, the Spurs are sitting with 19 guys on their roster. That trims down to 15 when the season starts. So definitely some guys will be moved to Austin for various reasons, whether to develop or they just don't fit or they just aren't ready, whatever. And then a couple of those guys are going to get cut. And so with that being said, we're not going to dive into a comprehensive list. We're just going to talk about some of the bubble guys that I think. And Drew, I'm going to throw you out, and you tell me cut or Austin. Does that work for you?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So let's go with number one, Jordan Hall.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. I think he's actually going to be going to Austin, but he can put up a fight. But I think most likely he'll be headed to Austin.
Yeah, I agree. He was a undrafted free agent the Spurs signed out of St. John's. He's done some good things, and he's a good young talent, very versatile. But, yeah, I think Austin is his ticket. All right, next one, and I've already given my opinion on this one, but what is yours on Blake Wesley?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with you. I think he still has a lot of work. I think he has a lot of work in his game, his shooting. So I think Blake Wesley is going to head to Austin, but he does have some great upside. So we can see what he does in Austin.
Okay, next one, Alize Johnson.
Oh yeah, I think I'm pretty well set that he's probably going to get cut here in the next couple of days because he's been struggling in this preseason. So I think he might get cut.
Okay, I have a couple more for you. Okay, and I agree about Alize Johnson. I thought he was going to be like a enforcer kind of presence, a brute kind of guy that can bang down low and battle and fight. But I don't think he fits right now. Okay, here's the next one, Malachi Branham.
That is a tough one, but I think he's going to be in San Antonio. So Malachi Branham, I think he stays in San Antonio.
Okay, I agree with you there. I think he is a true scorer. I mean, he can shoot the three. He can drive the lane. He can hit the mid-range. I think Malachi Branham is definitely going to be in the San Antonio Spurs. Now, his minutes may be low early on, but I think as the season goes on and he develops, I mean, he is a lot of scoring fast. And I've seen that in the summer league. I've seen it in the preseason. He's a fun, young, exciting player. So Malachi Branham, yes, he's here to stay. All right. I've got two more for you. Kata Bates Diop.
Oh, Kata Bates Diop. I think that one's pretty easy. I think he stays here in San Antonio. Pop's been giving him a lot of minutes here in the preseason. So I bet he stays in San Antonio like he was in last year's season.
Okay. I agree. That one wasn't that difficult. This one, though, might be really difficult.
Yeah.
Joe Wieskamp.
Yeah, that one's difficult for me. I think Joe Wieskamp probably heads down to summer league. I think he has a good three ball, but I don't think he has much potential. So I think he's going to head to summer league.
Summer league, you mean Austin?
Austin.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. I'm going to probably say Austin for Wieskamp, but I'm going to give this disclaimer. I'm not going to be surprised if he's cut. I think he's a good shooter, but I don't know if he's bringing anything else to the table. Love him. Got a great personality. Good guy. I'm not sure that he's going to fit in the Spurs' future plans. But, you know, if he goes to Austin for another year and develops, that'll be a positive for him. Okay, I do have one more for you that I think is a really interesting one. Dominic Barlow.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I thought you were going to skip over him. But, yeah, Dominic Barlow is a very interesting one. And honestly, I think he might start off in Austin. But I think if, like, trades happen with Yakum or Doug McDermott or Richardson, I think he could easily make that roster spot and be one of the last guys on the bench. So that's my take on Dominic Barlow.
Yeah, I really like his game. He's tall. He can move. I think the Spurs had a steal. He was undrafted, but a lot of people had him projected to go in that second round. He dropped out, and the Spurs scooped him up immediately after. I do like Dominic Barlow. I think he's probably going to spend the season in Austin. I think that's a great take. I think as players maybe get dealt or sent to other teams, that may be his ticket up. But I think for the foreseeable future, we're going to see him in Austin too. But Dominic Barlow is going to be a fun guy to watch develop over the years and see where he fits with the Spurs. Anyway, that wraps up our question of the day. Remember, you can always text us at 512-540-1626, or you can email us at spurspodcast99@gmail.com. Thanks again for your question, Jacob. All right, let's preview the upcoming game. That's going to be this Thursday night, October 13th. The Spurs are going to play the Oklahoma City Thunder. So we get another one, the Jazz and the Thunder back-to-back. That's another team that's in the bottom seven battle for Victor or Scoot. What are your thoughts about your player to go off against the Thunder on Thursday night?
Yeah, my player to go off on Thursday night, I think I'm going to have to go with, I think Isaiah Roby. That's going to be my player to go off. I think he had a tough game last game, but I think Isaiah Roby's going to have a good game against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
All right, excellent one, and it's crazy because on the player to go off, we don't meet in the pre-show meeting to talk about that. But my guy that I had written down as well is Mr. Isaiah Roby. I think he's got a spot. I mean, he's obviously going to be on the roster, but I think he's playing for minutes, playing for his role, and he has shown some flashes of some good things. So I actually also have Isaiah Roby on this episode. So we'll see how it goes Thursday night against the Thunder. Obviously, the Thunder are going to be in that draft pick talk. Do you want to talk about some of the Thunder's players or some guys that we need to look out for that might be fun to watch against the Spurs?
Yeah, we got to look at Josh Giddey. I think he's one of the upcoming superstars. He gets you assists, rebounds, and points. He's a really great player for your fantasy team if any of you guys have fantasy teams. They have these two rookies. They drafted two Jalen Williams this year. The J-A-L-N is the better one, in my opinion. But I feel like this Thunder team is also battling for Wembanyama because Chet Holmgren got hurt, unfortunately, in a pro-am game, I believe. But I think this Thunder team, they had a great, they're having a great preseason so far, 4-1. So let's, we can see how this game goes, and I think it'll be a close and tight one.
Yeah, I agree. Another player that hasn't played for them in the preseason that's also really talented is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And so he'll be there with them in the season as well, but he's also got a lot of talent. So, yeah, that'll be an interesting one. It'll be the final preseason game before we get this NBA season geared up for your San Antonio Spurs. So thanks for joining us on the Spur of the Moment podcast. Drew, would you please take us home?
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And as always, go Spurs, go!